Writer Toni Morrison has a new novel called Jazz. Her earlier books include The Bluest Eye, Sula, Song of Solomon, which won a National Book Critics Circle Award, and Beloved, which won a Pulitzer. Book critic John Leonard has this review of Jazz.
In Harlem, in 1926, a 50-year-old man falls in love with an 18-year-old girl who goes dancing without him, and so he shoots her. And then his wife goes to the funeral and tries with a knife to disfigure the dead girl's face. To find out why this happened, all of it on the first page of Toni Morrison's new magic act, you'll have to listen to the end of Jazz, as if Sidney Bechet had met the Archduke Trio, as if Ellington had gone Baroque. You'll get the city, designed for dreamy danger, for desire instead of love, for glow and thriftlessness, and smelling good and looking raunchy. You'll get the music of colored men who float down from the sky blowing saxophones, the drums of the dead on Fifth Avenue, and the clarinets of men in shirt sleeves on the rooftops, and the flourish and roar of fingered horns in the juke joint, barrel hooch, and tonk house, the six-string guitars of the blues man, and brass so pure and steady and cut so fine, you would have thought that everything had been forgiven. You will hear about newspapers like the Crisis and the Messenger, unions like the Pullman Porters, political parties like the Readjusters, and race riots like East St. Louis, about polishing shoes, rolling tobacco, ironing hair, cleaning fish, cleaning toilets, and selling, door-to-door from a sample case, number 2 nut brown, Frida's Egyptian hair pomade, and, of course, vanishing cream. You'll have to reverse the northward migration to this risky city. Go south again, to the Virginia sugarcane and the hibiscus, the mules and possums and walnut trees, a butter press, a broken plow, a rainbow and a fox, a blade of blackbirds and a portent of red wings, a tree on the river called Treason, whose roots grow backwards against logic, climbing toward leaves and wind and light, a cave where one mother is a witch, a well where another mother drowns. Jazz is a novel of dispossession and of haunting. Book by book, Morrison reimagines the lost history of her people, their love and work and nightmare passage and redemptive music, a ghostly chorale. It's a brilliant project, a whole galaxy with humming spheres and its own gravity, and this brand new star, which is even trickier than usual. If jazz is a music the performer composes himself, then this novel she calls Jazz is a book that composes itself. Who tells us this story of deep-down spooky love? Maybe a clarinet. Maybe even Thunder, the female god from the Gnostic Gospels, Morrison quotes in her epigraph. But listen closely to the narrator, describing herself as muscleless, living too much in her own mind, too often abandoned by her partner just when she's begun to speak, uneasy and careless and missing the mark, longing to be, and I quote, "the language that wishes him well, speaks his name, wakes him up when his eyes need to be open." Our narrator, having dazzled us, concludes with these words. If I were able, I'd say it. Say, make me, remake me. You are free to do it, and I am free to let you, because look, look, look where your hands are, now. Where our hands are now, of course, is holding her book. The book is talking to us. How's that for modernism? In my opinion, Toni Morrison is the best writer in America. Jazz for sure, but also Mozart.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Toni Morrison's new novel, Jazz.